Well, thank the good Lord, summer is just around the corner, and that's why you should check out our friends at MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell is throwing a $25 extravaganza just for the Regular Joe Show's listeners when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. The MyPillow slide sandals are stylish and comfortable with their 3-tier cushioning system that reduces stress on your feet and joints while being durable enough to last through the summer. These sandals are usually $99, but if you use code Regular Joe, they're on sale for just $25. You can also get one of their 100% cotton and machine washable beach towels for just $25. These beach towels come in a wide variety of colors and designs and would go great with your new slides at the beach, pool, or anywhere you go this summer. So go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe right now and get your slides and towels before the summer arrives. You can get the best deal on all the MyPillow products by using promo code Regular Joe when you go to MyPillow.com/Regular Joe. Joe Giganti, Regular Joe with you here on this Wednesday. Now, I just want to be clear. Look, people have, they can make whatever choice they want, right, when it comes to protesting. A moment ago, I was telling you about these Google employees that did sit-ins in the Google offices all around our nation yesterday for quite a long period of time. And they are including the California office of CEO Thomas Kurian, refusing to leave until the company stops doing business with Israel. They even video live streamed some of the protests. On Twitch, it was called No Tech for Apartheid. Okay. Wonderful. They can be seen donning keffiyehs and sitting on the floor in the office. 10th floor of New York City's Google office, where simultaneous anti-Israeli rally was taking place in protest. Employees carried anti-Israel signs, shouted chants, asking Kurian, "How many kids did you kill today?" They at issue is this Project Nimbus, a cloud computing project for the Israeli government, which is bringing in a $1.2 billion contract to Google. Now, I'm not getting into the morality of any. First of all, I'm not a big fan of Google, just to begin with. So, I mean, this is not, I think Google is by and large a rather evil corporation. They share tons of your data with the communist Chinese, among other things. So there's no love lost for me with Google. But the demands include that they cease, quote, all business with the Israeli apartheid government and military, stop, quote, the harassment, intimidation, bullying, and silencing of Palestinian and Muslim employees. I'm sure that's happening on a regular, and address the, quote, health and safety crisis, end quote, among workers who are rattled over their labor being used to enable a genocide. No, so look, I'm getting a look through the glass. Yes, these poor, delicate porcelain dolls masquerading as humans are rattled. Their health is at stake because they're writing code for Israel. See, they got to get all the typing right. This is what rattles them. This is their version of combat. We're at combat now. The apartheid. Oh no, am I killing people? I mean, seriously, this is. We wonder why we're a nation in decline. This is. We need more health care. We need grief counselors on site to go along with our free breakfast and lunch. Perhaps a masseuse, a chiropractor, if you will. We need it all because you're evil. Now, the funny part about this, I mean, there's a lot of funny parts about this. I got to be honest with you. There's many funny parts about it, not the least of which is for whatever degrees these folks, these men and women may have, for whatever degrees they have, they clearly did not take an economics course. Because if they did, they would realize that what they're doing is killing their own ability to get all these give-me's. How in the world do you think a company like Google can afford all the wonderful fringe benefits they get? and everything that they're that's handed to them as they sit there each and every day, and they prove to themselves in the world that they too are warriors when they. I mean, this is what they need. It's the sound of a keyboard. Why are you? See, we're just keyboarding away. They can't, you know, they probably have repetitive stress problems with their wrists and their fingers. They probably have arthritis by the time they're 45. They'll be ready to retire at 47. Now you add this into it. Oh, my goodness, you add this into it. Oh, how are they expected to show up to work every day? And normally, my reaction, private company, would be fire every one of them. They did put them on administrative leave. They didn't indicate whether or not, I don't think they're withholding their pay. I think they're on leave with pay. I don't know if anyone's delivering breakfast and lunch to them, because goodness knows, self-sufficiency is probably not their strong suit. Perhaps they have something in their contracts that when they get put on administrative leave, they send a nanny to their homes in their apartments. So they'd be well within their right if they fired them, absolutely. But I'm taking a slightly different tack because I think we should encourage these protests. But don't stop at this Israeli contract. Just protest. Look, I'm telling you right now, there's at least probably 80% of the contracts that Google has right now in some way or fashion would contradict the woke mindset of the vast majority of their employees. So I think this is where we have to be wise as serpents and gentle as a dove. Let us encourage these Google employees to continue to protest. And when they eventually fire all these Google employees and other Google employees start to protest over these employees being fired, let us encourage them to continue. And at some point, one of two things is going to happen. They're going to run out of people, or they're going to start canceling these contracts that they have, in which case they'll have to fire more people. And there, lo and behold, Google's all done. I mean, I'm just saying, I know it's a little fanciful. It's not going to really go down that way. But wouldn't it be fun if it did? Because I started out by comparing this to the Darwin Awards, the tongue-in-cheek rhetorical awards to people that end up killing themselves or doing severe damage because they do stupid things, like they try to ride a unicycle off the roof of their house onto some other thing or whatever, and it goes horribly wrong. Well, this is the business equivalent to those awards, the Darwin Awards. I don't know, we have to come up with something called, maybe we can call them the Google Awards or the Google Employee Awards if they succeed. We don't want this money. We're not going to take. And then look, I understand having a conscience, right? I don't do work with pro-abortion people. When I had a consulting firm, I never did. I turned down contracts. Some were very lucrative, but I wouldn't do it if the person I was dealing with, if I was dealing with a politician and they're pro-abortion, didn't work with them. So I get it. But I just think that when you're dealing with the woke mind virus of the youth, in this case, I'm talking 18 to 35-year-olds maybe, I don't think there's a contract that Google has that they wouldn't find some problem with. And just from a point of view that it benefits us, they want to take Google out, by all means, proceed with all due haste. Because I'm pretty sure they have no idea what they're actually asking for. I mean, truly, I don't think they understand economics in the most basic function, that if they get rid of these contracts, all right, what we did, we had to cut back on benefits and we had to release, 10% of our employees. Well, why'd you do that? Well, we gave up $1.2 billion in revenue. But yeah, exactly. Just shut up, sit down, and go keyboard warrior. That's maybe they could come up with an alternative to Google. All right. Speaking of people that do not understand economics, yesterday Joe Biden was in his hometown of Scranton, or North Scrat, or whatever it is. Eventually, he got around to calling it Scranton. He was interviewed after his event there by a CBS reporter out of Birmingham, Alabama. So I just wanted, he's in his hometown of Scranton. The interview that he grants is with a reporter from Birmingham, Alabama. That seems completely normal. Either way, he had a lot to say yesterday, but one of the things he touched on in his speech, as well as with Rashad Hudson of Nexstar Media Group's CBS 42 in Birmingham, he proved that, like a Google employee, he knows little to nothing about how economics work. Cut 22.
For many Americans, those paychecks aren't going far. When you look at the price of things like eggs are so expensive, how do you work to get those prices down?
Well, we work to get those prices down by making sure corporate profits are brought under control.
What does that mean? Again, corporate profits brought under control. Can we understand the basics of how companies operate? If a company does not make a profit, they have to either borrow money, find new investment, utilize cash on hand. You know, the number of the, usually in a company budget, one of the items is days cash on hand. So professionals I've worked with have always suggested the ideal is to have no less than 180 days cash on hand for your business. 6 months, basically a nest egg of 6 months. And so if you hit a bad, I mean, you can have more, but that's kind of the minimum, right, that you want to have. So when you're not making a profit, to pay all the bills, to pay the rent, to pay the electricity, pay the water bill, to take care of the health insurance, pay the employees, you've got to have money. It takes money to do it. And if you're not making a healthy profit, and well, Joe, what's a healthy profit? As much as you can make, legally and morally. The maximum amount of money you can make over your hard costs, legally and morally, that's what a healthy profit is. If it's $10, wonderful. If it's $10,000, awesome. $100,000, you're doing pretty good. $1 million, keep it up. $10 million, $10 billion, I honestly don't care. If it's legal and moral, then by all means, go for it. And the government should get the hell out of your way, because for every dollar you make over your hard costs, everybody benefits, not just the investors, not just the stockholders, not just the CEO, every employee, the community that surrounds it, the people that are purchasing the products, everybody benefits from it. Do you know who benefits from controlling the profits, which, by the way, is straight up socialism and communism? The government coming in telling you what you can make. What's next? Do they get to own the corporation? Oh, wait, yeah, that is on the manifesto. The only people that benefit from that are the government, the largesse of the bloated bureaucracy of our federal government, once again trying to crush independence, success, destroy capitalism. This guy who always runs around, he's like Kamala Harris yesterday. She says, I love the Second Amendment. I'm for the Second Amendment. I'm just not for the Second Amendment in any rational way. You know, I'm a capitalist. You know when Joe Biden's a capitalist? When it's China and the Ukraine lining his pockets. Who's ever said to Joe Biden, we should go in and see what kind of profit the Biden crime family's making. We should control that for you. He's never offered that. He made, what was it, $650,000 last year? Not too shabby. His salary's only $400,000. I would remind you that Donald Trump gave his entire salary away, but hey, whatever. Joe Biden, he's a working man with those millions of dollars and three mansions that he owns. I mean, it's downright hard to make ends meet under his economy. He would know. But to sit there and say we're to control the profits and that's going to drive the price of goods down is completely the inverse of reality. When you institute measures to crush the profit of independent private businesses, it will always drive the cost of the goods they produce upward, because they have a fiduciary obligation to make sure the people, whether it's a bank loan, whether it's investors, whether it's stockholders, they have a fiduciary obligation to make sure these people are making money back on the money they put into the company to make it happen. So here's what's not going to happen. What's not going to happen is that they're going to sit there and go, oh, well, the government wants a little bit more, so we'll just cut our profit margins and we'll just tell all of our investors, our stockholders in the banks, yeah, we can't give you as much. No, they're going to charge more for the goods to make up the difference. They will pass on the administrative cost of the taxes or whatever structure Janet Yellen and Joe Biden won't have a pardon. Barack Obama and Janet Yellen, whoever else involved, come up with to the consumer. So the price of goods will actually continue to go up, and the government will just get more money to waste.
The Regular Joe Radio Show.